From Nevada Public Radio, this is The Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for July 30th, 2026. A newly released report shows multiple Nevada counties have recorded some of the highest drug levels in the nation. That's according to the Office of National Drug Control Policy's first ever report on drug levels in wastewater. The agency's data reflects wastewater drug trends from January 2025 to April 2026. April's data showed Nevada was among the top four states with the highest average monthly wastewater concentration of norfentanil, a metabolite of the synthetic opioid fentanyl. That same month, Nevada was also among the top two states for wastewater methamphetamine concentration. Washoe County, specifically, recorded the third highest county-level methamphetamine average in the U.S. Only five counties nationwide, including Clark and Washoe counties, met the threshold for six out of seven highly potent drugs in their wastewater. That criteria included ketamine, two types of veterinary sedatives, and three different fentanyl metabolites. A second extreme heat warning in less than a week is in effect for the Mojave Desert region. According to the National Weather Service, the warning will go into effect starting July 30th and lasting through the evening of August 2nd. Temperatures will climb as the weekend begins, yielding widespread major to extreme heat risk across the region, including the Great Basin. Highs are expected to reach above 115 degrees in Las Vegas on August 1st and climb above 120 in Death Valley and Laughlin. Boulder City is appealing a decision by the Bureau of Land Management to allow a data center on nearby federal land, according to reporting by the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez. Boulder City officials opposed the data center's plan to build on city land, but were surprised when it pulled its application and shortly afterward was granted approval on adjacent land by the Federal Bureau of Land Management. Members of the City Council have said the BLM left them out of the loop, yet the data center would be within the city's jurisdiction. Lisa LaPlante, a spokesperson for Boulder City, says the city feels blindsided and lacks the regulatory framework to accommodate data centers. We don't have any sort of code for data centers. We have some concerns about police and fire for data centers, roads, and infrastructure, things that have not been addressed yet, LaPlante said. Federal officials with the BLM said the agency supports efforts to accelerate permitting for data centers. The data center developer Townsite Solar 2 said its goal is to be a national model. The 2026-27 school year is upon us, and while we may not know exactly how many students will enroll in public schools statewide, we do know there will be fewer. At least that's what Clark County School District officials are expecting. During a school board meeting in April, district officials shared upcoming enrollment projections of around 2,300 fewer students this school year than last. It's a new trend, CCSD Superintendent Joan Ebert told district trustees during that meeting. She said, for decades, our narrative was defined by rapid population growth, and we were constantly in a race to build schools. As enrollment shifts here and across the country, we have a unique opportunity. We can move from keeping up to intentionally designing for excellence. Just last school year, statewide public K-12 enrollment declined by around 2%, with all but three public school districts reporting a drop, according to Nevada Department of Education data. The most notable exception was the state's public charter school system, which grew by roughly 11% in 2025-26 compared with the previous school year. That's largely because six schools that the Clark County School District previously oversaw transferred to the Charter School Authority's oversight last summer. Read the full story by KNPR's Paul Boger in the newest issue of Desert Companion, available August 1st. Visit knpr.org and today's Daily Rundown to see where you can pick up a copy. Drive 20 miles north of Las Vegas, and you'll find a 2,200-acre area designated for waste, the Apex Regional Landfill. It holds the Guinness World Record for the largest landfill site, containing an estimated 50 million tons of stuff. The growing waste production crisis has many contributors, among them fast fashion clothing. Its reliance on rapidly changing trends and overproduction has made the industry a significant contributor to landfills. The Environmental Protection Agency reports that Americans generate 17 million tons of textile waste yearly. That makes up roughly 6% of municipal waste. For the Apex Regional Landfill, this would translate to 3 million tons of textiles. We're not really addressing the problem by saying, hey, this is really wasteful. Hey, why are there so many microtrends a year? And where is the waste going at the end of the day? Said Beth Locke, a PhD student at UNLV studying fashion history. She says the demand for fast fashion trends highlights the reality of the market's ecological footprint. One cotton t-shirt requires 2,700 liters of water to produce, and 85% of all textile fabrics end up in dumps every year. That makes the fashion industry's environmental impact concerning. Locke upcycled and sold vintage pieces for roughly 10 years in the Bay Area before partnering with a boutique in the Las Vegas Arts District. Now she has taken over as the owner of that shop for the love. Hear the full story by KNPR's Rafaela Gandolfo Bustamante at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.